got to get to the daily dust. Don't say it's not your favorite part of your day. It is totally my favorite part of the day.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay. So some scary news out of basketball, but had nothing to do with the game. Tracy Morgan suffered a medical emergency during the Knicks Heat game at Madison Square Garden on Monday. The comedian was seated courtside when he suddenly vomited, and witnesses reported he was bleeding from his nose, was escorted off the court in a wheelchair holding a towel to his face. We, of course, are hoping to hear good things about him. Ed Sheeran recently performed a cover of Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time in Nashville. Wait, what? That doesn't... Okay. My loneliness is killing me. I must confess, I still believe. Okay, the best part about this whole thing was he was sporting a pink cowboy hat. Wait, redheads aren't supposed to wear pink, are they? Check out the new tour dates from Will Smith, Steve Miller, the Black Keys, Live with Collective Soul, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and Def Leppard. Go Google it. I'm not doing it for you. And in 1992, Dennis Leary mocked REM's Shiny Happy People in an MTV spot. And recently he shared a funny story about meeting Michael Stipe.
And he walked up and he hands me a little matchbook and then walks away. Doesn't say anything. And I open the matchbook cover. You know, it's the old matches.
Yeah, of course.
And it says, I hate shiny, happy people, too. And I'm like, and so we look over, and he's at a table, and he's smiling.
He said he walked over and sat with them, and he was a really cool guy. New trailer has been released for The Wedding Banquet, starring Bowen Yang as a wealthy man facing deportation, and he offers a friend a marriage deal to stay.
I have a proposal. You marry me, and I will pay for Liz to grow a baby.
What?
Me?
My daughter marrying a man.
It's for the cause. Stay together.
Yeah. It looks pretty hilarious. It premieres in theaters April 18th. It's Bowen Yang. He's funny. Universal Music wants Drake's lawsuit against the company dropped as they say he's only suing them because he lost his rap battle with Kendrick Lamar and he's just trying to save face. Chrissy Teigen responded to critics mocking her appearance, particularly her cheeks, saying she's gotten fillers.
Why would I fill my cheeks to the point where people talked about my cheeks? Like, you think that I'm just like, I'm bored. Can people talk about me in a terrible way? Oh, yeah, okay.
She at least takes it well. Taylor Swift wore what looked like a snake necklace in a video shown at the iHeartRadio Music Awards, and now people think Reputation Taylor's version is on the way. Yeah, they've thought that for months. Kat Dennings says she used to live in a haunted house, and a ghost once saved her mom from falling down a flight of stairs.
She tripped and fell down the stairs, but she was stopped in midair by something. Stopped completely, like, from hitting the floor, and was, like, put back to standing.
Interesting. Why do I feel like a Lifetime movie coming out of this? And a Kardashian alert. So Kim Kardashian is considering legal action to revoke Kanye West's joint legal custody of their four children after the rapper released the song Lonely Road Still Go to Sunshine featuring their daughter North against a prior mediation agreement prohibiting North's participation. And he posted on X, "The man," in all caps, "the man makes the final decision." Well, that's not according to the court. And Kanye seldom exercises physical custody, so Kim is contemplating court intervention due to his disregard for their agreements. Ugh. It was already ugly. Now it's just getting worse. That's it. I warned you. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What more do you want from me? It's not like I'm going to make you a smoothie or something.